Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Hi, this is Charlene Tilton. You are listening to TV Confidential.
Ed Robertson, welcoming you back to TV Confidential radio talk show about television that is happy to welcome back singer-actress Linda Pearl. Linda's work on television, of course, includes recurring roles in such shows as The Office, Homeland, Matlock, and Happy Days, plus starring roles in more than 45 made-for-TV movies. Plus, as you recall from Linda's last visit on our program, she's also starred on Broadway, released 5 music CDs, and has performed as a jazz singer in venues all over the world. Linda Pearl is also an entrepreneur. Since we last spoke to her, she and Patrick Duffy have launched a company called Duffy's Dough that shows you how to make your own sourdough bread, sourdough pizza dough, sourdough cinnamon rolls, and many other homemade goodies, all from scratch and all with the help of a starter kit that originated with Patrick's family more than 70 years ago. We'll tell you more about Duffy's Dough in just a second, but before we do that, we are happy to let you know that joining Linda Pearl on the line with us is none other than Patrick Duffy himself. Patrick Duffy, the actor known around the world to nighttime soap opera fans as Bobby Ewing on both the original Dallas on CBS and the revival of Dallas on TNT, and to daytime soap opera fans as Stephen Logan on The Bold and the Beautiful. Patrick Duffy and Linda Pearl are not only business partners on Duffy's Dough, they are also romantic partners. As a matter of fact, the story of Duffy's Dough, the company, in many ways begins with the story of how Linda Pearl and Patrick Duffy became a couple. With that in mind, we began our conversation by saying to Linda, if there's a good thing about the pandemic, it's that it's led a lot of creative people like yourselves, a lot of artists like yourselves, to either start ventures or start relationships that may not have happened otherwise. And that is how Duffy's Dough came to be, I understand. But it also led to Zoom relationships that led to you and Patrick becoming a couple.
It did. And we've often said, you know, to each other that had it not been for the sort of that time when the world went away and where we, you know, life afforded us those hours for months on Zoom, we probably wouldn't have happened, or it would have happened when we're much older, which and at a time in life we don't necessarily have, you know.
I'm sure.
So, yeah, we had crossed paths, you know, like 3 times in 40 years, the first time being a little over 40 years ago. And then, I mean, literally, hi, how are you? Nice to see you. Bye. And then we crossed paths again about 6 months or so before the pandemic started. And I was in touch with a dear mutual friend, Thomas. I happened to be going back to New York to see him. And Patrick said, well, here's my information. Put me in touch with Richard. So I did, and that led the 3 of us being sort of in a 3-way text that was just very cheery, how you doing, happy Christmas, that was it. And then at the top of the pandemic, we sort of touched base, and I repaired from New York to where I've been living, to my home in Colorado, and Patrick had long been living in Oregon. So there we sat in mutual isolation, and we just started to Zoom, and about once a week, and then once a week became nightly. And and lately became 2 to 3 hours. We would talk and read poetry or listen to music, and the conversation just, as can happen, just kept sort of dropping into new areas, into deeper areas. And before long, Patrick heroically said, well, I'm going to get my car and come see you. So he drove the 23 hours. And then what, honey?
Well, I mean, it was, you know, I packed a suitcase, so I obviously intended on staying a while. But it was one of those moments where, you know, we are too well into our adulthood people. And I pulled up in her driveway. It was a first date. It was nervous time. It was looking at each other and wondering, you know, what do I do? And I finally just asked, I said, may I kiss you? And she said, yes. And you know, not that that was a kiss, but it was, to me, poignant just in that we were beginning a relationship as if we'd seen it, but obviously we weren't. And because we weren't teenagers, it was allowed to go the distance in a very quick, rapid way. And we didn't waste any time realizing that we're indeed the same couple in real life as we had been on Zoom. And we've never been apart since.
And what I love about this, Patrick and Linda, is that it's a quote-unquote online dating story without having to go through any of the stuff about filling out an actual online dating app.
Yeah, we didn't have to say what our favorite color was. What was your first rock concert you went? You know, yeah. None of that. We went right to reading poetry and listening to music and all of the things that come into that. And I got to know a woman of depth and perception and art and in so many ways that first meeting on the driveway in her home was an obvious continuation of a relationship that went on before and will go on forever.
Patrick Duffy and Linda Pearl are on the line with us. They are the co-founders of Duffy's Dough. Duffy's Dough shows you how to make homemade sourdough starter from scratch based on a process that originated with Patrick's family more than 70 years ago. We'll talk about that. We'll ask about that in just a second. Duffy's Dough has been featured on People.com and many, many other platforms. The Duffy's Dough Starter and Essentials Kit is available for a limited time and includes dehydrated starter, flour, sugar, measuring spoons, cups, an apron, pot holder scraper, French rolling pin, and a recipe book, while the solo dehydrated starter kit includes dehydrated starter and a recipe book. Proceeds from Duffy's Dough support Patrick's and Linda's various charitable causes, which include world hunger, education, and the environment. Duffy's Dough. Duffy's Dough.com to find out all about it and to get your own starter kit. Patrick, I understand that you personally made each flake of the dehydrated starter for the first 1,000 kits that you put out.
Yeah, that's true. It, by necessity, but also by design. It is an absolutely pure sourdough starter that my mother got in 1952. And rather than hand that over to, you know, a kitchen staff or somebody, it was important to both Linda and myself that we establish a provenance, a real purity for the product. So I spent literally several months making every bit of sourdough starter, putting it into dehydrators, turning it into the flakes, putting the flakes into, Linda then would put the flakes into the jars. We did all of the construction work for the first 1,000 kits ourselves, in order that we could say to everybody exactly that. This is a hands-on labor of love for a charitable purpose, and that's the only reason we did the business. We didn't do it to start a new business. We thought, well, first of all, we both discussed Newman's Own as being the prime example of how to give back with whatever celebrity bones you might have. Well, let's do that. Let's make something that we can give all of the net profits from the sales of everything to a charitable event, system, organization. And because it's sourdough, we thought food scarcity would be our primary aim. And right now we're in a special program that we're doing through Mother's Day, where we're giving 20% of the entire essentials kit cost to No Kid Hungry, which is a phenomenally wonderful charitable organization that feeds children, you know, across the country and around the world. So, for anybody out there who's looking for a Mother's Day present, understand that it's not going to jingle change in our pockets. We're going to try and feed as many hungry children as we can with the proceeds from these sales.
Duffy'sDough.com for the Mother's Day offer. Memorial Day, of course, is also around the corner as this program airs, which means summer is soon upon us. That means lots of gatherings with families and friends. And Duffy's Dough, great gift idea for foodies and people who like to bake. Duffy'sDough.com. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
We are
the real Brady Bros.
Brady Brothers from the TV show Brady Bunch. I'm Barry Williams.
And I'm Christopher Knight.
I played Greg. And who were you again?
I played Peter.
We've decided that we're going to do a podcast around episodes of the Brady Bunch. We're going to use it as a prism to look back to our experience doing the show and why the Brady Bunch is still popular.
Have a sunshine day.
We are the real Brady Bros.
Starting a company is different from building a career as an actor, as an artist, in Linda's case, as a singer and as an actor. But one thing that's the same in both cases, Patrick and Linda, is that you can't do either of these ventures by yourself. You have to have a good team, and you have a great team behind you with Duffy's Dough.
Boy, that couldn't be better said. It's true. We had this idea, but not being business people, that's an understatement. We ran to the smartest business people we know, and we're fortunate to have that, you know, sort of in our village. And they basically said, okay, you're nuts to do it anyway, and here's how. And but we found as we've gone that, first of all, the business is a far more creative process than it looks to the non-business view. There's a great deal of creativity in it. And it's very, the process, of course, details are different, but the process is not dissimilar to what we experience as actors. You start with an idea for this, you know, as an actor, someone has an idea for a script or a play. It gets written down. We wrote down our wish list for it, how we envisioned our mission statement and what we would need to get it off the ground. You gather your team, to your point. I mean, your crew, your actors, your, in our case, business people. And then before long, you actually have something. You end up with a product. So the rhythm of it is quite similar to what we have experienced serially as actors, and it goes on. I mean, the learning experience has been extraordinary. We didn't know what e-commerce platform was. We do. We became, because we were handling food, we had to become certified food handlers for the state of Colorado. We're very proud of that. We actually passed the test. So it's fun. And also, you know, just that you can do it. I mean, in the spirit of, we did it sort of in the spirit of if not now, when, but we've discovered that it's really never too late. And just, you know, the journey of it, the learning curve of it has been exciting and hysterical at some points and fun.
And it's a perfect mirror to our relationship with. Would have said you're crazy, but go ahead, do it anyway.
Aww.
And here we are, and it is, you know, it has been an experience that I wouldn't have traded for the world, both in business and in Linda and my relationship. So, you know, you, as long as you continue to believe that you can do something, then you should just keep trying. People will support you. People will find you and help you. And we found that so true, you know, our initial group of people. But then ancillary people, anybody we tell the story to, they're ready and willing to pitch in and help. Pro bono so much of the time. They just like the idea. They like the idea of doing something and not trying to make money out of it, just trying to create a value from it. So we're still in this for the long haul, you know.
I think, too, one of the things, you know, meal times are important for us. We spend whatever hours we do at the dinner table, at the breakfast table. And so, and conversations happen when you sit down, as we know. And so we like also the metaphor of literally and figuratively breaking bread together, and because conversations happen and the world changes with conversations. And so if we can, in a very small way, be a part of creating an opportunity where people sit down and break bread or pour syrup over their sourdough pancakes together, you know, so much the better.
And the recipe book that is included in both the Essential Starter Kit and the Solo Dehydrated Starter Kit includes recipes for sourdough bread, sourdough pizza dough, sourdough pancakes, and sourdough cinnamon rolls, which I understand Linda and Patrick was one of the impetus for making Duffy's dough available to the public. Was that cinnamon roll recipe?
Well, the cinnamon roll recipe was important to me because the other ancillary benefit of baking is it can be done as a group. And I ranch up in Oregon. My children and grandchildren would come up there. And for them, the grandchildren to be participating, not watching, but participating in the entire process of making cinnamon rolls or fruit tarts, where they would go out and gather the berries. We'd slice and cook the apples. They'd roll out the dough. They would do all this stuff. It's an antidote to what tends to be the general habit now of everybody diving into their cell phones and becoming little islands within their own family. And this process of what Linda was describing, which is the things that can happen around mealtime, happens around the process of making the meal if you can include people in it. And of course, sweets, as opposed to a plain old dinner roll, is always a pathway to conversation, also bringing families together, bringing young people back into the fold. It just is, there's something about, well, and the other cliche is that when you have a party, everybody ends up in the kitchen.
That's right. And I understand that sense of family, that sense of community, that is how this started, in the sense in that years ago when you were a kid, your parents took you on a road trip up to Alaska, and they brought this starter kit with them, and that was a lot of your sustenance during that road trip, if I remember correctly.
Well, what happened was they got the starter when they arrived in Alaska, but from that moment on, I can remember, I think I can remember, I was only turned 3 on the trip, so I was 4 when we came back. But my entire childhood was sourdough pancakes, sourdough dinner rolls, and that was pretty much it. It was, country sustenance. But it was from that original sourdough starter. So I grew up appreciating the difference between, and forgive me, Wonder Bread, but a slice of Wonder Bread and your own homemade sourdough dinner roll. There is no comparison. So, that stuck with me. And when I started baking for Linda, that was the conversation. Well, why don't we share this? Why don't we share this experience and this, not just the taste, but the entire experience of the assembly of the product? And Duffy's Dough came out of that, by large, in part, by Linda's efforts. I said, wouldn't this be a great idea? And then I sort of went south. And Linda took it and ran with it, created the company, created the logo, the box design, assembled the crew, literally everything other than me saying, what a great idea. It's all on her shoulders to this day.
Well, that's how good partnerships, that's how good relationships work. In some case, sometimes, the idea may start from you and then Linda runs with it, and sometimes it's the other way around. And as long as you're in sync and on the same page and work together, that's what matters, and good thing comes of it, such as Duffy's Dough.
For sure.
The Duffy's Dough Sourdough Starter and Essentials Kit is available for a limited time and includes dehydrated starter, flour, sugar, measuring spoons and cups, an apron, pot holder, scraper, a French rolling pin, and a recipe book that includes recipes for homemade sourdough bread, sourdough pizza dough, sourdough cinnamon rose wallaby. Solo dehydrated starter kit includes dehydrated starter and a recipe book. All net proceeds from Duffy's Dough support Patrick and Linda's various charitable causes, which include food scarcity, education, and the environment. Duffy'sDough.com, Duffy'sDough.com. Patrick Duffy and Linda Pearl both on the line with us right now. It's interesting you mentioned that in a way we have Richard Thomas to thank for ultimately bringing Duffy's Dough together. And of course, Richard Thomas, the Waltons, Lorimar, Lorimar, Dallas, Dallas, Bobby Ewing. Everything is circular in that respect.
It sure is. This, especially at this stage, there are lots of, you know, life tends to circle back in on itself in most wondrous ways, and that's one of them. We got to see, whatever it was, a couple of months back now, Richard has been touring all over America with Kill a Mockingbird, in mm-hmm. which he is brilliant, so we got to go see him in that and have sort of a group hug, you know.
I know Duffy's Dough and launching and promoting the company has been a good part of your radar screen these days. Are there projects that either or both of you have in the works that you're willing to let our listeners know about?
Thank you. Thanks very much for asking. Well, Patrick and I have been on Bold and Beautiful, sort of recurring on Bold and Beautiful. And so that's been fun and sort of a gift. Patrick had been on Bold and Beautiful years before. I'm just in the process of finishing up a new album to be called This Will Be the Start. That'll come September. So, you know, we sort of keep busy here and there. I'm going to go to London pretty soon and do a play for a very short run of a beautiful piece by Joan Didion called The Year of Magical Thinking. So, but it's a gypsy life, and you just really never know if, when the phone's going to ring again.
But Linda also creates a lot of the great fortune. She's also, you know, almost always involved in doing her cabaret show.
Mm-hmm.
And she, as a matter of fact, is going to do it in June in Palm Springs, mm-hmm. but has been doing it all over the country, you know, various times, almost on a monthly basis. So, you know, like she said, it's a gypsy life, but, you know, gypsies are known for doing a lot of things. You know, she plays the tambourine, does the dance, and tells your fortune.
Absolutely. And I have to say, because you mentioned working on Bold and the Beautiful, I have great respect for people who work in daytime television, whether on a regular series or even if you're just part of a two-week story arc. You guys are shooting a lot of pages in a very limited amount of time and is one of the hardest working forms of performing in television. And so anybody who works that hard, I mean, I tip my hat to you both.
It's miraculous. Yeah, it is astonishing. I mean, we go in and sort of pinch in for a day here and there. But yeah, as you say, it's kind of Olympic-level acting because you get 40 pages the night before and glue them into your brain somehow and hope for the best.
Yeah, it's an exercise for the brain muscle. Then you take that. It's an amazing procedure, having not done it for a while, and then you get back in the fold, and all of a sudden your brain is active on so many different levels.
Yeah.
You've exercised it. It's ready to go. You can memorize stuff. Linda's doing, you know, Duffy Doe business, memorizing a play that's a one-woman play that's 60 pages long.
62
pages long. At the same time, she's rehearsing her cabaret act. At the same time, she's, you know, doing five other things. And it's that muscle just keeps getting stronger. So you're right about daytime. Every actor in the world who thinks that it's an easy gig should go do a week on a daytime soap.
Mm-hmm.
It is a humbling experience, and you develop such an appreciation for people who do it day in and day out, year upon end, and deliver the quality performances they do. It's phenomenal.
The Duffy's Dough Sourdough Starter and Essentials Kit is available for a limited time and includes dehydrated starter, flour, sugar, measuring spoons and cups, an apron, pot holder, scraper, a French rolling pin, and a recipe book that includes recipes for homemade sourdough bread, sourdough pizza dough, sourdough cinnamon rolls, wallaby, solo dehydrated starter kit includes dehydrated starter and a recipe book. All net proceeds from Duffy's Dough support Patrick and Linda's various charitable causes, which include food scarcity, education, and the environment. Duffy'sDough.com, Duffy'sDough.com. Patrick and Linda, I thank you so much for spending part of your day with us today. I hope we'll have a chance to chat with you both again on TV Confidential.
Thank you. Appreciate you sharing your audience with us.
You gotcha.
We'll be back with more TV Confidential right after this. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.